This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Continuing to hold Canada responsible for their trade violations. Joining us with an update from our nation's capital is Chris Galen with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, this has been an ongoing issue with our neighbors to the north. What's the latest with Canada violating the most recent trade agreement we have with them?
Well, to our disappointment, although not our great surprise, Bill, Canada is still not allowing U.S. exporters to serve its market in ways that were agreed to when NAFTA was replaced and the USMCA agreement was created back in 2020. And since then, Canada was supposed to alter its quota system to allow a modest amount of U.S. dairy ingredients north of the border. But what they've continued to do is to manipulate those quotas so it only applies to domestic producers and U.S. farmers and exporters can't take advantage of that, even though that was the whole purpose of negotiating the dairy portion of the USMCA between the U.S. and Canada. So a dispute settlement panel, which we're allowed to support under the terms of the USMCA, back in 2021 found that Canada was in violation of USMCA. They went back, they made some cosmetic tweaks to their tariff rate quotas, but they didn't really allow any real additional market access. It was all cosmetic. So as a result, U.S. exporters are still essentially shut out of the market, and we have worked now with the U.S. government to put together a second dispute settlement panel to look at the current system that Canada has, see how it discriminates against U.S. farmers, and then hopefully if it finds the same as the first panel did, it will result in some tangible changes this time.
It seems like Canada has shown a history of not living up to dairy commitments when we work with them on trade. When we talk about fighting back, will there be any retaliatory action by the U.S.?
Well, let's give Canada credit. They really don't want to see competition from U.S. farmers, and so they have done extraordinary things over the decades to wiggle out of their agreements under NAFTA initially and now under the USMCA. So what's going to happen with this second dispute settlement panel, Bill, is that they'll have a period of about 6 months to produce a draft report. And then if the new panel affirms our complaint that Canada is still violating its obligations, then the U.S. would be granted the right to impose retaliatory duties. Usually it doesn't come to that for other disputes, and there's been many between the U.S. and Canada, and just like we have disputes with other nations as well. Usually there's some sort of compromise that heads off the imposition of additional duties, but we would then have that right if this panel finds against Canada, which we really expect that it will, because as we pointed out, Canada has continued to really flaunt its commitments under the USMCA, and they've been very clever about finding ways to avoid their commitments. And we just need to have Canada's feet held to the fire and see what the second panel will find later this year.
Thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen is Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. More at nmpf.org. What are some of the things various farm and agriculture groups wish to see in the new farm bill? Per priority list developed over the last several months, USDA Radio's Rod Bain has an update.
Several farm organizations and commodity groups are among the farm bill stakeholders, spending the past several months crafting their priorities regarding a 2023 farm bill, whether from the livestock side.
The climate smart incentive or practices that might be available, do livestock fit into those?
Milk pricing reform.
The new risk administration program is huge. We need to keep that in place and enhance that program.
Crop commodity organizations.
Maintain a relative safety net.
Make sure we keep our crop insurance in place.
An increase in the MAP and FMD funding.
Specialty crops.
The research title is vital to us. That's where we get our resources for genetics, additional breeding practices.
Or general agricultural groups.
We're going to make sure that we protect the commodity titles. We've always been big supporters of conservation.
Competition title specific in the farm bill. That'll give farmers and ranchers more protection.
I'm Rod Bain reporting.
Energy is our focus on tomorrow's Dairy Radio Now and the impact of energy during the dry period and its role in terms of liver function. Dr. Mike Hutchins will present the latest research on that on our Feed Forum Friday tomorrow. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.